A Precious Daughter by Diane Allen, read by Anne Dover. Chapter 1, 1896. 14-year-old Amy Postlethwaite closed her eyes and smiled as the sun warmed her skin. Above where she lay, the skylark sang, and the soft warm winds of late summer were filled with the scent of wild thyme and heather. She opened her eyes to watch the shadow of the clouds scuttle along the dark hill of Wernside, and then turned to look at her lifelong friend, Joshua Middleton. He was lying next to her, with his legs crossed and his blonde head resting on his folded arms behind his head, as he sucked a piece of moorland grass in his mouth. Both of them had wandered together that morning to get out of the way of having to sit in quiet contemplation, as they did most Sundays. Amy had been worrying about her family's decision to change their lives, and had moaned most of the morning to Joshua about it.
"I don't want to leave here, Joshua. I want to stay here forever. Dentdale is my home. They shouldn't be making me leave the ones I love just to go searching for gold. It's the other side of the world we're to go to. I'll never see you again."
She sighed and rolled on her side, then looked at her best friend, whom she regarded as her big brother.
"They'll have to go if your father says you have to. You can always come back. Dentdale's not going anywhere, and your grandparents'll always be here."
Joshua turned his head and looked lazily at Amy as she moaned once again about her parents' decision to make a new life for themselves in the goldfields of the Klondike.
"I'll be honest, I'm going to miss you. I know my mates plague me about you always being with me, but they don't understand that we're like sister and brother. And nothing else."
Josh smiled and put his arm round her.
"I'm going to miss you and all. You make up for me being an only one. And I love our time together. I wish my father wasn't full of dreams and rubbish. My mother's content here, and my grandmother and grandfather will be broken-hearted when they find out what my father's been planning. Every night when I'm lying in my bed, I hear my parents talking. They've planned their trip and have been saving for months. Who in their right mind would leave the peace and tranquility of this dale? I just don't want to go."
Amy buried her head in Joshua's shoulder and sobbed.
"Hey, I'll always be here for you to come back to, and we can write. You can tell me about your adventures. Think of all the things you'll see. There'll be bears and buffalo and wolves. You'll love it out there."
Joshua smiled at Amy. She had no choice but to go and leave him if her father had set his mind on travelling to the goldfields. In truth, he'd miss the lass, who had tagged along with him no matter where he went. His feelings towards her were starting to change, and sometimes he had the urge to kiss her, which he worried about. After all, this was Amy, with her tangled wild hair and cast-off clothes. She was just a friend.
"Well, I hope my grandfather stops them from going. My mother said that he'd have plenty to say about what my father had done this week. I want to stay here always with you. They're not thinking of me and what I want,"
Amy growled.
"Parents never do, Amy. You'll have to make the best of it. Now, whisht, and enjoy the time we have together. Try and forget about it for an hour or two. It might never happen."
Joshua lay next to Amy and felt a wave of sadness come over him. This would be one of the last times they would be together, and both of them knew it. George Oversby sat quietly in the Quaker meeting house at Lee 8 at the top end of Dentdale, which was known locally as Cowgill. His mind was troubled, and instead of dedicating his time to the good Lord, he was worried about his family. A stream of light shone in through the small paned window, and George looked at it and hoped the spirit of his God would enter him and quell his anxieties, giving him the faith he needed at this time in his life when his world was being turned upside down. It had been a silent meet so far.